Texans Extra Points has been brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Glad you're back with us here on Texans Extra Points. I'm Drew Doherty, and you know, John Harris, Bill O'Brien, they played football together at Brown. Both of them know a whole lot of football. One's the head coach and one's a Texans analyst, and they both checked out the Telestrator this week.
Welcome to Texans Telestrator. I'm your host, John Harris, alongside Coach Bill O'Brien. 3-1 Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien. Sounds pretty good, huh? Better than last week.
Sounds good, Johnny.
Let's go with it. A couple of key plays from the game on Sunday. We're going to start with one that everybody enjoyed, and that obviously would be J.J. Watt's interception. We all know what a great play was for J.J., but the reason we have Coach break this one down, there's some great things happening from the overhead shot that you can see when the full defense is in action. Let's take a look at it, Coach. Why don't you take us through this play down here deep where the Bills got the ball?
Well, this was an area of the field where defensively our staff did a good job preparing these guys for what they might see, both from a running standpoint and from a passing standpoint. And here we have the back off set to the tight end side with the receiver in a flank position. So there's only a certain amount of plays that the offense can run in this situation, and so one of them is the play that they ran. And our guys are understanding what may happen here. We have a blitz on right here. And again, our guys did a good job of executing the defensive call.
Now, one of the things, Coach, you'll see, obviously J.J. makes a great catch. But as you can see from the overhead shot, down on the bottom of the screen, you can see how Brooks, safety, and J.J. are playing this and passing off routes. And how J.J., if the ball is indeed thrown to Fred Jackson, Jonathan Joseph is either there for the big hit or for the interception.
Yeah,
either
it's a good reaction to the play. Like you said, we're in a two-deep coverage here, a blitz zone coverage. We're blitzing from the other side, and we're playing a two-high look behind it. And you can see the three receivers that are releasing here are all covered, so it's difficult for the quarterback to get him the ball. And then, again, J.J. reads the release of the back, the free release of the back, does a good job of coming up the field, and then, you know, he has the ability to go there and catch that dart. That's a dart of a throw, be able to catch it and then return it. And I think here is important to note that, again, it's all about the team. You know, J.J. made a great play here, but he'd be the first to tell you that the team aspect is what's so important about this play. The coverage, the blitz, and then Kareem Jackson here getting a block here late, actually two blocks, to be able to spring J.J. for the touchdown.
And then the celebration that you, of course, taught him. Great defensive play for the Texans. Flip the score right where it needed to be, back in favor of the Texans. All right, let's take a look at a special teams play, a big one. Shane Leckler was questionable going into the game, fought through it, hip flexor, got on the field, and made a huge kick. But, again, team sport, team play right here. Gunner Andre Howell makes a huge play. Coach, take us through this pump by Leckler and how important this was to you guys at the time.
Right, great point that you made in the beginning, Johnny, of Leck getting himself ready to play. Just a true professional, one of the best punters in the game. Did a really good job here of flipping the field all day, and this is a great example of that. First of all, you see Dre Howell on the release here. It's important to know that the ball's on the left hash here, and Dre knows that the ball's going to be kicked into the left corner, so he can inside release on that guy that's trying to block him. So that helps him, his ability to release inside. And then when he gets down here, he makes sure that his right foot is not touching the goal line, and he taps the ball back. And then Albert Mack here, who downs the ball, does an excellent job of making sure that his feet are set in front of the goal line so that he can down the ball. These are game-changing plays, and again, they're game-changing plays that involve special teams. And they flip the field, meaning now Buffalo goes from where they may have only had to drive it, let's say 75 yards, to having to drive it 99 yards to score. And that's what we mean by flipping the field.
All right, let's move on. We put Buffalo in the rearview mirror, and now Dallas, that team up north, going to Arlington to take them on, present a number of different challenges, in particular one at quarterback. And one of the things that we don't talk a lot about, something very simple, but I know you as a quarterback coach have talked about this with your team, with your quarterbacks, ball handling. And you see that with a team that runs the ball really well, DeMarco Murray leading the league in rushing, how well Tony Romo handles the ball and how it sets up play action. Take us through this play action play, Coach.
Right, you're exactly right. Their running game really sets this up. They have the ability to really have a good play action game because of the way they run the ball. And Tony Romo's one of the best play action quarterbacks in the league. he does a really good job here on his fake of holding the ball out so that the defense can see the ball go into the belly of the running back, and you see the reaction of the linebackers. So now there's space between the linebackers and the DBs. There's about 15 yards of space, which is great for a quarterback to see because now they know that there's room to throw that ball. The other thing you see is they do a good job of coaching their line to come off with what we call low hats. They're coming off and it's a run action. They're selling the run, and now Romo is able to locate the receiver and deliver the ball.
And then it becomes pitch and catch. That was easy against the Saints. Let's take a look at their defense, Coach. A unit that was much maligned heading into the offseason. A lot of people thought defense, Dallas defense might be one of the worst in the league, but the one thing that stands out when I watch them is speed. They got seven guys up front that can run. The Saints try and run here, a lead that bounces to the outside, and you can see how fast this interior seven is. Take us through the concern of facing another active front seven.
Right, this is a very athletic defense. They're tough and physical also. They're coached very well by Coach Marinelli, who's done it for a long time in this league. They're a stout front, so they're able to play one-gap defense, and linebackers are running downhill. They keep good leverage on the ball. They set the edge well, and then they can run to the ball. They can all run. So it's a very difficult challenge for us. It's not a team that you really want to go east and west against. That's going to be difficult to do. New Orleans is trying to go downhill here, but again, Dallas is doing a good job of stopping this play.
And they do a great job with their run fits. As you can see, literally straight across the board, they've got linebackers and D-line in their run fits that, you know, he's got nowhere to run. He's looking for a hole, and he doesn't find one because they're disciplined enough to stay in their gaps into their run fits.
Right, they're playing a good one-gap discipline defense, like you're saying. Everybody's fitting the right way. They do a good job of setting the edge here on the defensive end. They do a good job of setting the edge on the outside, on the perimeter, and then they have guys really running to the football.
This is the fourth meeting for the Texans and Cowboys. Everybody remembers the first one around here, 2002, the inaugural game, 19-10. We're going to talk a little bit about that and what needs to happen tomorrow for the Texans to come out victorious for just the second time in the entire history of this matchup.